Language and art. It's Art Talk on KCRW. When you think of art, you probably think of images, a beautiful painting, a sculpture, a photograph. But art transcends many senses. What we're doing right now is a form of art. All right, that might be a loose interpretation, but you do get the idea. It could be speaking, it could be something that you see, it could be something that you touch. Art critic Hunter Droha-Yoska-Philp is here to talk about the language of art, words as substitutes for images. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
All right, there is a show in town that you were telling me about off air, a show that's made of words. Are these words on paper? Where do we see these words?
These are words on paper. These are words on as photographs. These are words as sculptures. And you'll see all of them at an alternative space in Hollywood, one of the oldest alternative spaces in town, called LACE, LA Contemporary Exhibitions. And they have a show called Customizing Language. And it really is all about that, about the use of language. And because these artists are from Latin America, a lot of them reside here in Los Angeles, we have a double way of looking at this use of language, Spanish and English.
Spanish and English. And how are these words portrayed? Are they portrayed in pictures? Are they portrayed in type? What is it?
Well, all different ways, actually. We have Ruben Ortiz Torres, who is presents a couple of red monochrome paintings. You know, we think of this kind of clean modernist history. These are just big red rectangles, but he's created them using the finishes they use on custom cars, as in lowriders. And then he's added a little bit of language to them. And the one that caught my attention is, "Si ce n'est pas, machine that kills fascists." Now, we know that slogan, the machine that kills fascists, is what was on Woody Guthrie's guitar, you know, when he wrote those protest songs. But, you know, Ruben Ortiz Torres is saying this is not a machine that kills fascists, that really culture cannot really of itself stop fascism. However, artists continue to make art.
They continue to make art. You mentioned the lowrider. So there are other things going on here as well.
Yes. Well, I mean, another artist in the show, Camilo Ontiveros, has collected all of these thrift store signs from different little shops. And, you know, they're quaint and they're cozy and they all have welcome. And you think of that as folksy Americana, as an America as an open place. But because he's from Mexico and he resides here, he's aware of how unwelcoming it can be to be a Latin American immigrant trying to stay in this country.
Speaking of language and art, Hunter, I know there's a big book fair going on downtown where there are a lot of folks who will gather to look at all kinds of art. What's going on there?
Well, right. Mostly people think of books as novels or nonfiction books that you read. And there are books here that you will read, but they're all by artists or about artists. Many of them are limited edition works. There will be a lot of well-known artists down there presenting their materials. Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth, who started in the art world and then went on to, of course, have a great career in rock and roll. She's going to be down there doing an event for Gagosian. A lot of excitement. The preview is tonight. It costs $10, but the rest of the weekend, Friday to Sunday, it is free. And every year at the Geffen Contemporary at MoCo, this event just brings in tens of thousands of people, which to me means it is not entirely about the digital realm.
The LACE show, this is the Art in Words show, goes on through Sunday.
That's right.
All right. And then the Geffen Gallery down at MoCA will have the LA Art Book Fair this weekend as well.
That's right.
All right. Hunter Droha-Yoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
By the way, you can check out Hunter's blog anytime at our website, kcrw.com/arttalk.